Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party, the only Vanderpump Rules podcast that isn't produced by a major entertainment network. Here we will hit you with real Facebook on the hit Bravo TV reality show. You won't find any filtered comments here. Holly and Sarah tell it like it is. So raise your glasses, VPR fan, and let's get real.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly.
I'm Sarah.
And we are back to recap episode 19, titled Triple Trouble.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. Like, I watched it now just another second time because I realized I missed a lot because I started tweeting during it and kind of a shitstorm started.
Yeah.
Music Kills Kate really came out. I'd like to say in full force, but she just can't quite get there.
No. But it was like, it was so entertaining.
Yeah.
And we did send out a tweet thanking the girls of the cast for entertaining us on Twitter, because I have to say it is nice that they come and play ball with us. You know, It'd be annoying. You know what? They remind me of the cast of Below Deck. They also came out in full force tweeting. I felt like Below Deck had to really work for it. So it was like they were like so thankful for their fans.
Oh, yeah. I will tweet at or like that Kelly, hot Kelly's all the time. And like instantly he is like liking what I said.
Kate was really nice too. Like she, back in the day. Yeah. So anyways, this was kind of a different like setup for us because we're recording a day after the show. So it was kind of cool to let it like really sink in and so we could think about what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, and rewatch it.
Yeah,
and
this is
also
like,
learn a lot more on Twitter.
Yes. And I stalked the hell out of the triplets. So I have some news on that. And we also have their landline number. So I'm going to see if I can have Sarah prank call.
If that's illegal now, you just outed. So
I think you just like have to say on there really quick, like, we're recording you, and then you're fine.
It depends on the state.
Oh, well,
not all states you have to say that.
It's Florida. I'm sure you don't have to say it. You know,
it's really late there right now.
We won't do it. Maybe we'll record.
Maybe. Maybe next week.
Yeah. Okay, so let's take care of business first. You guys, thank you so much for leaving reviews for us. And for those of you that screenshotted it and emailed it to us, thank you so much. And be watching your inbox or your mailbox because we are sending you something. And again, thank you so much. Please, if you can give us 5 stars and a rating, we would appreciate it so much. And just a reminder, our Twitter is at VPR Party
Podcast,
and our email address is vanderpumprulesparty@gmail.com. Our website, vanderpumprulesparty.com,
Instagram. Vanderpump, yeah.
Yeah, so hit us up on all of that, and it's been so much fun interacting with all of you. We really appreciate you listening.
And getting your phone calls, too. So if you want to leave us a voicemail, it's 805-VANDER-8.
Yes. And let's quickly just give the results of our poll that we did last week. So the question was, since Jax thinks Tom Sandoval's shtick is bartending, what do you think Jax's shtick is? And the choices were stealing, cheating, taking steroids, or tweeting about hockey. Stealing came in at 19%. Cheating came in at 46% for the win. Taking steroids, 19%, and tweeting about hockey, 16%. So all of you think that his shtick is cheating, and I have to agree with all of you. We did get some funny messages from listeners saying that we left off cocaine, which I can't believe that we did that. You're right.
Insulting his followers or like hawking or like hawking free shit.
Yes. Yeah. Try like being like, I love Gushers, and then Gushers like sends them stuff and like, thanks, Gushers. I've been watching Jack's tweet, and it's like the most horrifying thing to watch. And okay, so let's really quickly get into, what did you think about his little bachelor comment about talking about Nick, his Nick running?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like when I read it and what I read, I mean, maybe it's just from one perspective. I would like to hear Nick's perspective. But from what I read, like, I would be Team Jax on this one.
Yeah.
I mean,
what if it was, what if, like, don't they go through a social media blackout? Maybe that's why. Do you think? Wouldn't he have said that when they say, hey, dude, yeah, we can take a picture, but you can't post it because...
But if he's by himself, like, why couldn't he post it? Yeah, I mean, maybe. But the next day, he was on Twitter, Nick Vile.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, so he does do social media.
Okay, I want to ask something, though. Who do you think is more famous, Jax or Nick?
Probably Jax is more recognizable.
Really? I thought maybe it would be Nick because, like, I know that Jax was, like, insulting him, saying, like, dude, everyone's going to forget about you in 2 weeks. But, like, being on Channel 7, wouldn't that, like, reach more people?
It does. And he's been on it 4 times now. Yeah. And it was always scandalous because he always, like, he outed Andy on the couch by saying, why did you sleep with me? And yes. She was just, like, horrified.
Yes.
I just thought maybe because he's changed his look.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He looks like a totally different person than he did on Andy season. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe we should see how many followers each of them have.
Yeah. Okay, we'll look into that. Yeah, I don't know. For some, like, I felt myself cringing when I was reading it, like, on both sides. Like, Jax, I felt like he was, like, had kind of a big head about it. It's like, okay, calm down, Jax. A lot of people I talk to don't even know what Vanderpump Rules is.
No, I don't like the attitude behind it, but I like if the way he portrayed him was like he was being kind of a diva or something.
Yeah.
He's like, come on, you can't help a buddy out, and that sort of thing. So I like that part.
Yeah.
But then saying, oh, someone's, you know, we're all going to forget about you in 2 weeks. That's just thinking he's.
That's,
you know,
classic Jax right there. Like, he had to, like, get that dig in. So
that's kind of like a Stassi style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, that story was big. I mean, it was on Daily Mail. Mm-hmm. It was everywhere. So, wow. Okay. So let's jump into this episode, man. Okay. So we start out and right away, Bravo production is giving us the frickin' like the writing on the screen saying 10 days to wedding. You know, like, beep, 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 beep.
Well, and it started out with, like, pure gold and literal gold with T. Sandy playing the mini trumpet.
Oh, my God. I died. He's like, bah, bah, bah. I can't do a trumpet.
Did you see that tweet that Ariana tweeted that he loves that pepperoni commercial? Bop, 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 or whatever, you know.
No.
You know that commercial where he's like a one-man marching band and he's playing like 9 instruments and he's like marching around in a circle?
I mean, the only thing I haven't seen that, but I'm thinking of like Mary Poppins when the guy like is playing all the instruments. No?
It's on all the time. And she's like, yeah, Sandoval loves that because he's like, I love this man because I was in marching band. So he's still holding on to those band days. So that's awesome. That's
funny. Yeah, so he is playing his horn and they show his dog Charlotte and her tail her tail's like down, like she's just like mortified. And Jax comes like through the door and he's like, oh, your neighbors must just hate you. And he's like, oh, dude, they love me,
they enjoy it.
Yeah. And so he's like, yeah, man, like I come in and like Sandoval is always doing like the weirdest crap. And he came in and he was like deep cleaning his Super Nintendo, which I have to comment on the apartment in this scene. It was the best I've ever seen it look. Hmm. It was clean. They had like a new chandelier installed. It looks like Ariana has been, you know, getting it together over there. So I asked a question on I tweeted it to Andy for the after show. I asked Ariana, are you guys, you know, going to move anytime soon? Are you going to buy a house? And that was not read. So thanks a lot, Andy.
Yeah, we had good questions. He did not
read. Yeah. What the hell?
I had one for Lala.
This show would have been better if he read our questions.
I had one like, if you had to be locked in a room for 24 hours with Kristen, Katie, or Stassi, who would you choose?
Yeah, that's good.
I really don't know who she would choose.
What did you think about how awkward they were when they were asked about the Witches of WeHo?
Yeah.
You know, like they're like, Stassi, Stassi, Stassi. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's why the whole Twitter war that happened after, I was kind of surprised because if I was just watching the show.
They were complimentary of
her. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Like, she should have felt better than the other ones were all kind of slammed on, you know? Okay, sorry, I'm going off topic. Okay, so.
Yeah, we can talk about the Twitter war later.
Okay, I have.
It was fun, though. I got, like, to be a part of it by default because Katie, I don't think Katie knows how to tweet or her thumbs are, like, really big, which could be because she couldn't fit into her wedding dress. So,
oh God.
Not body shaming here, but I'm just saying maybe your thumbs could use a workout or something, because she put me on a tweet with the Witches of WeHo. So maybe I'm the fourth witch. That could be.
I wonder if she thought that she was like tweeting her friend podcast or something like
that, or the Pump Rules or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
it was when I saw that, I was like, yes, this is amazing.
So I got a lot more followers last night, and I woke up to like 167 notifications.
That's the best when that happens.
And then there was one, like, they all chimed in and came to Stassi's defense, and Katie commented back a few times. But so my point was with their big thumbs. She obviously got my name wrong, but worked out for me. And then she like did another one to me where she said something stupid again, which was like, ooh, that's the best you have. And then she's like, I think the intent was Kate. She was either calling me bae or she was saying bye. I'm not sure if she has a crush on me or if she's like, K bye girl or K bae. I'm not sure because she can't tweet.
I stuttered over reading that too, and I like read it in her like voice, so like,
well,
okay, bleh, like, bleh.
Well, you just shut up.
I think she was trying to call you Bubba. She's like, "Hey, Bubba," you know. She's like, "Bubs," "Hey, Bubs," "Buh." Okay, so I have a question, and I swear I've seen this in Sandoval's apartment since season one. Do you have a banana holder? Have you seen that little contraption?
Oh, I've seen them. I do not have one.
I don't have one either, but they are always at the grocery store for like $9.99. And I'm like, who the F buys this? Not only does he use it, he owns it, he uses it. And
he probably eats a lot of bananas.
And I just wanted to, you know, throw it out to the pumpers. Do you have a banana holder at home? Like, should I get one? Is it useful? Because right now I just throw mine on the counter.
Well, like, you know, he likes to make smoothies and it's like a good workout thing. But it's also like comforting maybe when Schwartz isn't around. It kind of reminds him of him a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So the guys are over there and he's like, make me a smoothie.
Yeah.
And so they're making a smoothie and they start talking about Tom's brothers. And he's like, you know, the triplets, like, should we fly them out? You know, we have to book those tickets. And Jax is like scratching his head and he's like, gosh, like, this is going to be so expensive.
Like, last minute.
Yeah. He's like, if this is $10,000, I can't do it. Like I'm out.
Do they ever book their own flights? Like, why would it be $10,000?
And then, like, as Jax is just like, you know, he's like just having a fit over this, T Sandy whips his phone out, jumps on Expedia, and he's like, all right, dude, it's $4.79. And Jax is like, is that round trip? And he's like, yeah.
Like, you have to go to a separate step to go one way. Like, it's harder to just do one way.
Yeah.
You have to like purposely do it.
Yeah.
Like, yes, of course.
And so he's like,
maybe
okay.
He's used to calling a travel agency.
Oh my God. Do people do that?
Probably Jax does.
With like someone else, with his dad's credit card.
Yes.
So he's
it's
like,
on file.
He's like, all right, like I can throw that on a credit card and just amp up the credit, you know, just call and have him like give me some more.
Because he doesn't have $1,500 credit.
He's all sure. What, you know, why not? Book it. Let's do
it. I'll get myself further in debt.
Yeah.
Okay. So you just revealed a lot. All right.
Yeah. So he lets us know that the triplets live in Yulee, Florida, and they all live at home. And he says with the mom and the dad, and I still need to do a little bit more research on this because I could have sworn that his parents are divorced. So maybe this is with. Do they have separate mom and dad?
Stepmom.
Or,
well, we're thinking because Schwartz always said he's from Minnesota, but now they talk about Florida. So we're thinking maybe the mom stayed in Minnesota and he was like shuttled back and forth.
Yeah. So I'm going to research that because today, while I was waiting for Sarah to fly home, she was in the air and I was stalking the triplets. And dude, you guys, pumpers, if you want to have fun, go onto Tom Schwartz's Facebook, you know, go to his friends and then put in Schwartz and you will see all of them come up. And it is very entertaining. Their pages are all open. And any questions that you were having about kind of what his background is and where he came from will all be answered there. And basically, wherever that rumor started about being a trust fund baby, I don't think that's what's going on.
As Jack so kindly outed them that they all share one room in their parents' house and they share one pay-as-you-go cell phone. So while I thought it was really nice of T. Sandy and Jax to do this as their present, like that's awesome, I had two problems with this. First one is he then proceeded to, like, I don't know, bag on them, insult them. Like, that's kind of mean. You know, these guys aren't on the show, and then he's calling them idiots, and he's basically saying how poor they are. Like,
well, and I felt like, I guess we'll have to see, you know, what happens when they arrive, but I felt like he basically was calling them like retarded, like, because he was like special, like if something's wrong with them or something, like that was really messed up. And
then he just kept saying stupid, so
yeah, that's, I certainly rude. Hope
they don't have anything and then he calls them stupid.
And it's like the fact that he is being the judge, like,
right,
he's stupid brothers, these dumb triplets.
They have, like, you know, something, or that their trailer trash, basically. Well, so either way, it wasn't kind.
Yeah,
to your best friend's family, you know.
And I mean, this is going to make me sound very special as well. But I didn't realize that Florida had areas like this. Where they're from. After,
like,
I was
Everglades, like, yeah, swamp.
I just picture Miami and Disney World.
No, like, and you said, I think they moved to Jacksonville. Like that whole Upper Panhandle, it is like, it's a different world. It's like,
it was like
thick accents and gators, like as pets.
Like the when I looked up their house, like it was very swampy, but still, you know, nice ish, you know, with like a horse stable, but very woodsy mixed with, you know.
Yeah, it's backwoodsy and country and swampy and lovely, like hick or whatever.
How big of an area is that? Like huge? Like there's a lot of that?
Mm-hmm.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, pretty much. Florida is all of that except for Miami.
Oh, okay.
Like, I mean, Northern Florida is very much like that. Like Daytona, Cocoa Beach and all that. Like on the Gulf side, you're going to get more like retirement and cute little beach towns like here.
Uh-huh.
But upper, like the whole top half of Florida, it's like, you know.
Yeah.
Get your gun. I got a gator in the yard again. Like that thing.
Okay, got it.
Like Jimmy Crack Corn.
And then when Jax and T. Sandy get on the phone and they call Brandon. His name is Brandon. And I was like, I watched this like three times to make sure that I heard it right. Instead of saying like, huh, or what, or whatever, he kept saying, oh. He's like, oh, is this a surprise? Should I call him? Oh, like, it was the strangest thing because it was like, is that a question or like a pause? I definitely could see that there was, I couldn't tell on the phone call if the different brothers were all getting on the phone because it was like they were telling them something like, you know, oh, is this a surprise? Like, yes, it's a surprise. Oh, so I shouldn't call him and talk to him. Like,
it was confusing, yeah.
But I almost felt like those were different voices. So maybe, like, each one was getting on and, like, they were excited.
And that's what Jax was like, God, they're so stupid. Like,
like, getting all frustrated. So, and then he ends it with, well, they're not the most responsible guys in the world. And I looked it up. I believe they're 30. So I think that's...
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they're 30.
Like, right under Tom then. So my second problem with this was Jack's very nice gesture, but you know, unkind, like kind of throwing these guys under the bus. But the second thing is Schwartz and Katie, like, why this never occurred to you to pay for them? Like, you can spend 10 grand on flowers, but you can't spend 1500 on your family, especially when already your sister's not coming, your dad's not coming. Like, there was no mention of the mom, so who knows if she's coming. So I don't get that. I don't get the sister not being able to take off work 3 months in advance.
I feel like that should be the first thing that goes into your budget, especially if you have family that isn't as well off as you. You know, and maybe, yeah, we know that they didn't start off having money, Tom and Katie. They've worked on this show for a couple years now, and now they have money or at least credit. So I would just think that would be a number one priority, maybe even over throwing some pink flowers in Lisa Vanderpump's room. Maybe forget her pink flowers. Yeah. She can do without them and get your brothers on the flight.
Oh my God, I just sound like Katie. Well, first of all, your wedding's outside, so how many flowers do you really need? And, you know, it does look pretty with the trees there because, you know, whatever. But how many flowers do you need? Secondly, you're not even into flowers because you couldn't even name a single one when you were at the Flower Mart with Lisa. It's like, that's not your thing.
I mean, I get it. Like, she has like a certain image in her mind of what she wanted her wedding to be and everything. And I'm not going to lie. I screenshotted exactly how much everything costs for their wedding. And I zoomed in so I could try to read. And she really kept the cost down on a lot of the things. Like, I know.
Well, we know on the cake.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Like, we will get into that.
We know on the accommodations, even though. No, actually, if they
would have just cut out one night of accommodations, the brothers could have come.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And it's confusing because we can't really tell because they pan to like this one cabin, which is kind of like a normal cabin. And then they pan and they like freeze frame on this crappy little shanty cabin. And then they talk about $1,500 a night.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that was a really mean edit because if you go onto the website, they're really nice. Like, at first I was like, okay, this is ridiculous. Then I went online and I thought, okay, it is way better than it's filming. It looks better than it's filming.
But like, I cannot imagine $1,500 a night there. Like, you can get Coastal Big Sur built into the cliff for less than that.
And I feel like
Big Bear for like a mansion for less than that, especially on a Wednesday that's not even a holiday.
Yeah, the one that they are staying in, I think it like holds, like it sleeps 24 or something. So it's big.
Yeah.
But the other, there's so three.
That's for everyone.
They have three rooms at $1,500 a night.
Each room?
Each room. Yeah, so they have three other houses.
So that little parlor where Jack's, that's $1,500 a night?
That's another cabin. Like, they're all in one cabin. Ooh. And then I think they have three more. And they're littler, but
I'd never pay $1,500 for that.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's convenient that everyone is staying in the same area. I'm sure that's nice.
Totally.
But yeah, I feel like they're definitely price gouging them. And I'm hoping that maybe that they upped it because they're like, listen, because clearly they have like filming equipment in there because there was like one shot they were like taking, you could tell it was like taken down from, like they have lights and everything. Whatever. Okay, so so the clock is still ticking. So the next scene, it's all 8 days till the wedding. So the girls are trying on their bridesmaids' dresses.
In a strip mall.
At first, I thought it was a dry cleaner. I'm like, what the heck? But then they pan back and it says, you know, Alteration Express. And it was just like a dump. It was like dirty, gross, and just not where I would want to be barefoot or trying
and
on a dress.
Those were just the dresses.
Just kidding. Yeah.
No, so, I did not like the dresses. I thought they were very unflattering on everyone. Like, Kristen, like, she was like way too baggy and she was all flat chest. And then Brittany's like busting out of hers. But like the lines going down, it made them all look really hippie and not very.
And then the shoes, what the heck? Like, who wants to wear a metallic silver strappy ballet wrapped shoe in the woods?
Yeah, I did in like 2005, like when Paris Hilton was wearing them.
Or the 80s.
Or in the woods. Yeah.
And then the silver belt.
Yeah.
So I have a little bit of like an exclusive thing that I found stalking Instagram today. Do you know what brand of dress that is? I'll give you a hint. Someone that we were just looking at, her dress is by this same maker from David's Bridal.
Oh, like the Kohl's version of Vera Wang?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's a Vera Wang design from David's Bridal. This is this information is coming from Katie's friend Jen on her Instagram. You can see someone asked her, "Oh my gosh, I love the dress. What is it?" And she's like, "David's Bridal Vera Wang."
Okay, first of all, silver, and then you're in the woods. Like, that's just
There is so much.
It's actually very Katie. It's very Katie. It's this mismatched, weird style.
And then a pinata.
And then the color of the dress, first of all, totally washed out. Like, it either needed to be grayer or whiter, but it was like this dingy,
it's like
light
gray. It's like how you describe the Old Navy colors.
Yes.
That one, you know,
again, off.
It's not lavender and it's not white. It's like if you just were to squirt one drop of baby purple.
Or like you washed it with a black sock.
Yes, exactly.
Like one little sock.
Just a really off color. Just off.
Yeah, and it washed everybody out. It didn't seem like it would look that great in person. And then like with that random metallic belt, like I just...
You know, I just thought of something. Katie. Like, I feel like we're going to be let down when we see Ariana dressed in her little suit, because we've already seen her dressed in a suit when she was cross-dressing.
Yeah, when she was Jordan.
And, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a letdown because she's not going to look that cool. Okay, so anyways, they're Rachel, Kristen, and Brittany are the ones that are there first. And they are taking a big risk by drinking little wine mini bottles while they're getting their alterations and shoving them in their pocket. Now, like, what if a little drop spilled? Or, I don't know. So they think that's funny. And so they're like, gosh, I wonder who we're going to walk down the aisle with. And Brittany's like, well, maybe the triplets. And Kristen's like, what? They're coming? And Brittany's like, yeah, Tom and Jax are arranging it. And Kristen's face was like, you could tell. Like,
she's like, I got to tell someone.
What did you like? Did you think that was a real reaction, that she really didn't know and Brittany really told something she wasn't supposed to? Because her face, it was almost too good to not have, like, it was good. And then right at that moment, Katie comes walking in and they shut up and it was over. So we're like, oh, dude, like, that was crazy. So they roll in and Katie's like, do you know how hard it was to pick a dress that these eight bitches would look good in and like?
Yeah,
and so again, tweet us your thoughts on the dress.
Well, I just saw two different ones from David's Bridal because I have people I know getting married and they have days and they're like 1,000 times better than these dresses. So there are better options at David's Bridal.
What's like the price range for a Vera Wang David Bridal's number? Did you see that?
I didn't see those.
Is it like 180, 200, like in that range?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so Katie described it as so chic. And I don't know if I would describe the dress as chic. I mean, I think it gets the job done. It's not my favorite. But that's kind of the job of a dress like that, is to humiliate the other girls. So Katie, good job with that. So the next scene, we go to Dylan's Candy and...
Well, oh, wait. Are we going back when Sheena's talking about therapy and stuff?
Yeah. I'll cut back.
Okay.
So we go to Dylan's Candy and they're filling their little buckets up. And Tom's like, this is my one job. And I take it really seriously. And Jax is like, ooh, candy corn. And I feel like this line didn't really get the attention that it deserved. But T. Sandy's like, dude, bang my girlfriend, but don't eat candy corn.
Yeah. I missed that the first time around. I heard it this time. It's like, wait, what?
Like,
how is that even related together? Like,
I don't know. And I don't know, like, if I was Ariana, I don't know how I would feel about him trying to get a punchline in off of candy corn and Kristen.
Like, you feel more strongly about your hatred of candy corn than your love for me?
Yeah, it's just weird.
Yeah.
So we see poor Schwartz, you know, like, just, you know, debating over what candy. He's like, okay, peaches, chewy sprees, runts. And I was like, okay, WTF, what? Like, I figured that it would be like the type, like, I would want Schwartz to like pick like champagne gum, rosé champagne like, gummy bears,
or
and
like monochromatic, or like different shades of the same type,
like,
of,
yeah, yeah, like either, you know, like green or something. Or you would think that Dylan's like candy kind
of theme
manager would direct him and go, okay, what are we gonna do? Are you doing this out of jars? Are we doing it in, yeah, these little pails?
Some kind of integration.
And
just like random, like just random stuff all. Yeah.
And T. Sandy's excited. He's like, oh, look, sugar-free candy, dude. And Jax is like, what the hell, dude? And he's like, well, I'm not going to go to the gym and, like, cancel out everything, yeah, that I've done. And, like, you can tell, like, that Jax just, like, rolls his eyes because that's such a foreign concept to him of actually, like, being, like, strict with himself. Like,
committed.
Yeah. And, he's, yeah, like, huh. And that's why T. Sandy's body looks different than Jax's.
Yeah.
For sure. So then Jax loses his candy bag in the store, like, you know, within, I don't even know how long. But it's like, again, we're calling the triplets irresponsible. So then we go back to the dump alteration place, and Stassi's like, I want a date to the wedding.
I have two dates this weekend. I want a date. And then like a second later, no, I don't want a date. I'm like, you're probably now saying this in your little confessional because you couldn't get a date. So now you have to go back and say, no, I decided about it. I don't want a date because I just want to have fun with my friends. It's like, that is actually what I would want to do too. But
okay. Know. And, you know, I have held back from ripping on Stassi about this whole little dialogue because I feel like it's an easy thing to say and everyone's been saying it. But I wrote in my notes, fuck, every scene is single AF. Yeah. It's getting to the point where she cannot do a scene where she's not being single AF and
saying AF.
And she's ruining AF for me because
I can't do it anymore.
I can't do it anymore either. And
I think I could do it for a week, but
I'm so annoyed because,
you know, I tweeted her about that.
It's helpful when you're like around children or something because you can say AF and you get your point across. But now,
yeah,
it's ruined for me and I start getting sick when it comes out or when I think about it.
The other thing they've ruined and so overused, and I did tweet this out to them because they had insulted someone or made some kind of comment, and I was like, yeah, and you overuse ride or die or AF, like it's every other word out of you and Kristen's mouths.
Yeah,
AF, ride or die. And so it's just like
literally
enough. Yeah, it's like, what happens in Vegas? It's like, really? We've never heard that before. Like, let's move on. Come on. Like,
So then the next uncomfortable scene happens. So not only do
and let's keep in mind this was filmed last summer and she still talks that way.
Oh God, yeah.
On her podcasts, in her tweets. It's like, really?
Yeah, okay. It's nothing has changed. No one's moving forward.
No.
So let's get even more depressing with this scene. And Sheena's like, so Katie, like, how are you feeling about everything? Like, what's going on? She's like, well, you know what? Like, good. Like, I'm just so excited. Like, I'm so glad that, you know, Tom and I, like, we're letting go of the past. Like, things are good. Like, we just have to, like, leave things in the past, get married. I'm excited. And Sheena's like, yeah, totally. Like, Shay and I went to therapy once. And that's all we needed. Like, we just need, yeah, to learn how to communicate. And
we did. That one time. It was great.
And Stassi rolls her eyes and mouths, what?
What? But then the other thing that Katie said was, well, we just don't want to be bothered with therapy right now because we want to focus on the fun and happy parts of the wedding, not be bogged down with therapy. It's like, as Tom is in the candy store talking about how he gave Tequila Katie a eulogy, like, maybe you guys should.
Yeah.
Think that decision.
I feel like it's just like, we literally have like a hand grenade in our hand and we're passing it around for two more episodes. We have two more episodes to go. And it's like, is this going to blow up? And if it, obviously it doesn't blow up because the wedding goes forward, but now we're just waiting and watching for the aftermath because something's going to blow. I know it. And so then now, like I'm getting whiplash the way they're cutting back and forth. It's like the shitty alteration, yeah, place and then Dylan's candy bar. So now we're back at the candy bar again. And so this time it's T. Sandy and he's like, to Schwartz, you seem really happy. And he's like, yeah, man, like, you know, remember that scene from Predator? and I don't. Do you?
No.
So we didn't know what the hell this is. Daryl. Like, can you leave a voicemail for the listeners and let them know what this is about?
Speaking of Daryl, someone posted online about the three brothers calling him Daryl, Daryl, and Daryl. Holly, I knew, would not know what that reference. I, of course, do. It's from Newhart. Daryl, you might know that. You're probably too young for that. But Bob Newhart, for those of you that do not know, he's like the old version of Seinfeld kind of thing. There are these three brothers on this show called Daryl, Daryl, and Daryl. And they're like kind of hick, handyman.
Well, I will Google that and learn about it. So yeah. The guys are like joking and, you know, and Schwartz is like, I'm just feeling rock solid. I feel good. And they joke about when they get to the woods, they're going to say tequila, Katie, three times in the mirror, which was funny. Okay. So then
he gave her a eulogy, put her to bed. And then remember on Andy was like, yeah, she hasn't done anything. And it's like out of all of them, Katie is the rage tweeter. Like,
yes.
Even last night, like Stassi posted some like passive aggressive shit. Like I'm a victim, but Katie straight up comes at you
quickly. Like she in real time, like she's not right. And in both time zones, East Coast and West Coast, you know, it's not like she doesn't go to bed for, you know, she's like, okay, thanks everyone.
Yeah, Jax is right. He called them out. He said, all those girls sit Monday night and just troll the internet and they screenshot and they text each other and they all get in their little like posse party and okay, we're going to like stand up for Stassi or whomever they do. He is so right because they were coming back immediately.
Yeah. Okay, so next we go to Sir, because we have to every episode. And Max, we get a shot of Max.
Yeah, I have that quick Max cameo.
He's lifting up the shades.
The awning or whatever.
It with his and he has his shades on actually too. And I'm getting so sick of these scenes because it's just like, who do they think they're fooling? Jax is behind the bar and it's clearly like freaking 10 o'clock in West Hollywood. The sun is just at optimal brightness.
Yeah, he's not going to do that shift.
No.
He's still and working there, but he's going to do Friday night.
And he's not freaking washing the dishes behind the bar. And if he is, I'm worried about those dishes' cleanliness. I'd rather have, you know, the Sir staff in the back take care of that because I don't trust his hands. Nothing.
No. He'll be like, this is good enough.
Yeah. Oh, he's like, that one little swish is good. Okay. So he's behind the bar washing some dishes and, you know, shining things up. And then Katie and Sheena come walking up to the bar with a stack of wine lists. And they're like, hey, what's going on? Like, that is not how it goes. No one's in the restaurant. They're there just super early opening up shop. Just
hanging out.
Because they, you know what? They work really hard at Sir. Those three, you know.
And they probably don't open it either.
No. Give me a break. So I just like can't with that. Then here we go with like another conversation. Sheena's like, you know,
I was thinking about freezing my eggs.
She's like, you know,
we've been married 2 years now, and Shay and I, like, well, it doesn't really matter what he thinks, but
like the natural thing for us to do is to buy a house and have kids. So of course that's what we're gonna do. And I don't know.
She was living in denial and fantasy world, and it's sad. So I can't rip on it because it was sad. And
yeah, but
she's happy now, so that's good.
It's funny because Katie's the one who actually like brought up the starting the family thing. Jax asked her something and she's like, you know, like we want to start a family someday and I don't want to fight about if Tom had my back or not. And Sheena's like, yeah, you know, like for our first year of marriage, like, you know, we went through all that stuff. But now, you know, like we're good to go. And it's better that it happened then than in 10 years with a couple of kids. And she's like, speaking of kids, I'm going to go to the fertility doctor. And Jax's face was just like straight horrified. And Katie's too. Like it was a very uncomfortable scene.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm a planner. I want to buy a house, have a baby. And
so I guess in this moment, it's a good example of, okay, Jax isn't entirely stupid because he's like, dude, I haven't seen either. Shay doesn't like any of us anymore. And he's just trying to like avoid us or something's going on. So he like nailed that on the head.
Yeah.
Before Sheena.
And then Sheena's like, oh my God, the other night I felt like Stassi, you know, like a fifth wheel.
Yeah.
And Jax interjects and he's like, oh, he's like, yeah, I feel so bad for her. Like, she, poor thing's always like, I don't have a boyfriend. Yeah. Like, he literally said, poor thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure Stassi is just like pulling her hair out when she hears that. Okay, so the next scene, it's dark at Sir, but we're still led to believe that, you know, they have been working there all day. Jax is still behind the bar, etc.
And he's still thinking about Sheena's eggs.
Yes.
Because that's the first thing he says when Lisa gets off her high horse. Literally.
Okay. Lisa rolls up on these horses and it's just like this weird scene. And she's like, you know, it's magical in WeHo.
Yeah.
And you just never know what's going to happen. Oh, and then we have a Christina Kelly sighting. We haven't seen her much this season. Mm. She's walking some Lisa Vanderpump sangria back to the table. And, or is it pump sangria? I can't remember what her dumb sangria
LVP.
Is. Oh, okay. And so she's, and Lisa stops her and she's like, excuse me, like, I'm quality control. What is this?
Oh, right.
And who poured this?
The low pour. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that is nice. And so she marches over to Jax and says, WTF. And he's like, did I do that? I don't know.
He's so bad.
Yeah.
Now he can't even just pour, like, a vodka cranberry is annoying to him. But now he can't even just, like, pour something ready-made into a glass. Like, ugh, that's enough.
Yes.
That's enough work.
So I have to point out that I noticed something again, and I feel like it's like a horrible habit that I have where I notice stuff like this. Like in one of our iTunes review, it's like they point out things that I never would have noticed on this podcast. Oh. I can't help it. Like, did you notice how Lisa had her Chanel bag up on in this scene? So she goes up there, she walks up, and the Chanel bag is exactly where that bag from the boutique was last week. And so that must be their little thing where they separate the regular, like, you know, all of you guests stay away. This is where we're filming, because it's always set up like that. Something is blocking like right there. So probably like everyone stay back from here.
You're very observant.
Yeah. So I was like, so that was a neat little thing that I noticed again. And so she's like, you know, is this a good enough pour? Sir gives the best pour in town. And this glass is like wet. Make it sexier, Jax. I want it sexy.
And I want it sexy and unique.
And so he's like, have you talked to Sheena lately? And she's like, Jax, I'm very busy.
I'm very busy, as she points out.
Yeah, again. She's like, I don't have time to think of any of you little peons. And so he's like, you know, she's thinking about going to, like, you know, an infertile.
Yeah, he says it wrong.
Infertile Myrtle thing. And he's like, yeah. And, you know, don't you actually have to, like, be in the same room to, you know, get pregnant? Like, Shay's always at the, quote, studio. And he doesn't come home. And and then he says the line, I don't want to be the one who's called to help Sheena have this baby while Shay's in the studio dropping beats. And this I just thought was amazing. The fact that Jax thinks that he would ever be the person called for something as important as being in the room for a baby's birth is hilarious. Like, he would not be able to handle that.
Oh my God, he'd be hitting on the nurse.
Yeah.
And I loved when he said, yeah, dropping beats. And then he like jerks his head to the side like Rock Night at the Roxbury Breath guys.
Yeah.
Baby, don't go.
Yeah.
Don't hurt me.
I wish that I could. I mean, maybe if I really, really, really work on this, we could catch it. But do you think that possibly they went back and recorded some of these things to catch the Sheena and Shay crumble of their marriage?
Yeah.
There's no way that they...
That Jax is more in tune about their marriage than Sheena is when she's talking about babies and eggs. Like, yeah.
Like, I definitely think that it would be easy for Jax and Lisa Vanderpump to go in and film this scene to act like they knew what was going on. Why would they ever be talking about this and not be in support of Sheena and Shay? And Jax is not the, like, our moral compass of this show. He's not this in tune with everyone. I think it's bull.
Yeah.
And maybe we can determine this by his facial hair, because it was like really I don't know. It was...
Like, if that was real, that should have been a scene, like, Ariana going, well, do you really think that's just a good time to do that? You
know? Yeah. Yeah. So, and then, so Lisa's like, you know, I don't want to get involved until...
She asked me.
Yeah, it's not my business. So then next we have 5 days till the wedding. Like, I mean, it's really getting down to it now. So Stassi decides to 5 days before the wedding to do a photo shoot to get her mojo back. And I have to say, like, I'm a little suspicious about the timing on this, too. Only because if you guys watch it back, notice Katie's hair and makeup. It's the exact same as it was for the photo shoot. And when she went to pump, when Lisa granted them permission to officiate the wedding, it looks like it was possibly the same day.
Like she went there after.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that would... The timeline would be off.
And Stassi probably got a photo shoot because she's not in the Sir one.
Right?
So she's like, I'm going to do my own sexy photo shoot.
Yeah. Something, I don't know. I have a feeling.
Because why on earth would you post those pictures on a dating app when she's trying to like get in a relationship and get married and all of that? It's like, those are pictures you post if you want to be a lingerie model or something like that. Not to find a dude in a Swiss dot mesh body stocking naked, like, really? What kind of dude are you going to attract, dumbass? Like, just a guy that wants to F. So, like, nice going.
Yeah.
Brainiac.
Yeah. So, now, I noticed that Stassi got some hate on Twitter about this that was making me definitely feel just horrible for her. Like, some of the stuff that is said to these girls, I get why they have like breakdowns, because I mean, mm-hmm. I'm just gonna go ahead and say I didn't say these things on Twitter. This is what other people said. They're like, oh my god, Stassi and her saggy tits, oh my god, like, what is she doing? I mean, it was just like saggy boobs, that
really?
The body stocking is not working, you know. I mean, if I read that, I would flip out. Yeah. It's just, and I felt like in the teaser that they showed that body stocking a lot more. And the photo shoot was actually beautiful.
Yeah, the photos look good, but they are kind of from the side and they're covering up any problem areas.
Yeah, but I...
Because when we first saw it too, we were like, wasn't a good look.
But I liked the ones like where she was wearing the blouse. Like, that's very Stassi. Like, there was some that were really good. And I really
still
liked...
I don't think it's appropriate for a dating app profile unless you're just looking to fuck.
Yeah. But I think she's talked about how she's like super like she feels like her photos aren't up to par to compete with the girls that are kind of out there right now. But I don't know that I would have gone this route to try to compete with them.
Yeah,
I agree, because if you really think further than just a photo, you would want to pick a photo that attracted the right guy, you know, that likes you for you, that you don't have to constantly play this game of like dressing up and just all of it. Yeah. So, but I thought like my...
And I would never like, because she looked amazing. I'm not going to body shame. I'm so tired of that word too. But, you know, I guess she's putting herself in that position. She knows how people have been to her and how they are anyways. She always talks about how she never works out. She just drinks. She eats Postmates. She doesn't work out. Whereas clearly you can kind of see, you see Sheena on Snapchat and Ariana constantly working out. Lala, you can just tell like from her muscle definition. So I guess if you're going to do that, you're going to open yourself up to that exposure. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be that person either. Like, oh, look at her gut, because come on, like she looked amazing. But, you know, when you're in that position, that's
look really good. Do. And I really, whoever that photographer was, I really liked her. I thought she was so positive, and she was like smiling the whole time. And like, I felt like if anything, that photographer boosted Stassi's ego, which maybe she did need, you know, maybe she needed like that. You look so great. She was so nice. Like it was, I really liked that girl. And once again, she had more lines than Rachel O'Brien.
Maybe there's a reason for that.
I'm starting to think there is.
Yeah.
I really am.
I mean,
but
I've seen her twice.
I did notice that I think we started a trend, because if you go onto Twitter, you know, and search pump rules, there's like 3 tweets. And I know that's not a lot, but saying like, we want Rachel as a full-time cast member. Like, we want more Rachel. And I just thought, dude, we've been the only one saying that this whole season. And now suddenly she's getting some support. So, wow.
After listening to her podcast, like, I mean, we've seen her a couple times at the improv shows, and I never really found her funny. I'm not trying to be Ariana. I mildly chuckled a couple times. We were there more for Heather McDonald, and then the second time for Heather, and then obviously the sketch comedy of the genius Kristen Doty.
Right.
But I thought, well, I'm going to listen to her podcast because she does tour all over the world and whatever, USO tour, and, you know, opens up for good people. But I don't like her podcast. I don't think it's funny really at all.
I think she needs to maybe change the structure of it, because someone like Stassi can pull off just having a conversation and it being really interesting. Yeah. Maybe since she's a comedian, she should build a little bit more of a structure and have something like start with a funny segment or something to share.
Like Heather McDonald does.
Yeah, just something to show us her range in comedy, because she must have it.
She doesn't tell any funny stories or anything.
She kind of interviews. I mean, I think she's kind of said that she doesn't want to make it a comedy podcast, but in a way, it makes her confusing, because it's like, well, what is it
you
that
should
you,
be promoting your brand and your brand and your career?
Her brand needs to
comedy.
Her brand needs some work. Or if that's she doesn't want to do that, then she should clarify that and be like, you know, I'm doing comedy to get by right now, but this is what I really like. And then show us your passion, because there is no passion on that podcast.
Yeah,
because
if it's just like she doesn't want it to be about comedy, I don't think the personality is there. Like, Stassi has her way of doing it. Annabelle, someone with a lot of charisma and whatnot. Like,
you have to be willing to put yourself out there and connect and kind of open yourself up. And I just haven't got that from her yet. I really wanted to. I like her on paper, but it's just it's not translating. It's really weird.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're back at Sir, and Jax and Brittany rolls up to the bar, and she's like, can you make me a vodka and soda for my table, of course, not for me. And she mentions that she was talking to Kristen, and she, you know, said, aren't Tom's brothers coming? And Jax flips out on her. He's like, what? How could you say that? Like, it was supposed to be a surprise.
And to Kristen, she has a bigger mouth than I do.
Yeah. And she's like, honey, you have the biggest mouth. So calm down. You're at work. And like, kind of like shoves him right back in his place and just like walks away. And he's like, if this is ruined, I will be crushed like a gusher. Hashtag
did
sponsored.
You hear, before she walked up to Jax, she was at a table and she's like, how y'all doing? How are those goat cheese balls?
Yes.
Like, can we stop? Goat cheese balls are like the ride or die AF. No more.
Like,
you make like blue cheese balls. Just, I want to hear something different.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
I still don't want those, but.
I don't either. I feel like they smell. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're really stinky with what like stinky shoes smell like.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Ugh. Okay, so the next scene was TV brilliance once again, because we go to Raquel's house in Thousand Oaks, where we have the debut of her sister, who I am just at like a loss for words. Here's who I'm going to compare her to. Do you guys remember The Hills? Who doesn't remember The Hills? It was like an iconic show. Do you remember when they introduced Audrina's sister? And she looked like Audrina, but she was rough AF. Like, she was just full tatted up, like body tatted up.
I don't remember that at all.
Okay, I'll do a side-by-side picture of Raquel and her sister and Audrina and her sister. And that was the vibe that I was getting. But it was just rough. I was like, whoa, when I saw her. And so White Kanye rolls in with some sunflowers. And did you notice there was like sunflowers in the vase already? Like, the mom completely had like fresh flowers. And he like literally walks in with like the same bouquet. He's like, oh, I didn't even know. And so I don't know. This is getting annoying with James too, because it's like, how long can we talk about that he's not working at Sir anymore?
Yeah,
like, he has to
glazed over during this scene.
Yeah, and it was, and, you know, Raquel, like, popped her jaw, like, 5 times, you know. She's like, oh, and her jaw moved. And then, like, she's like, oh, don't cry, and her jaw moved again. And then she's like, Mom, I'm hungry, and her jaw moved. But that was basically it. He kind of cried over losing his Sur family and mentions that he's kind of sober. And the family, it ends with the family being like, well, we like that you treat Raquel like a princess, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, really weird scene, kind of weird family. The mom, I mean, it was nice, but weird. I got like a weird vibe. And they're like creepy, like chairs at their dining room table.
Oh, yeah, I didn't pay that close of attention.
And then wasn't it weird how he's like, where's Raquel's father? And the mom was like, he's in Alaska chasing grizzly bears. Like, what?
Like on a trip?
I guess. Hmm. But like, why would you? We'd be like, where's Raquel's father? Right. It's just weird. Like, what? I don't know.
Like, she would probably have already said that. Oh, my dad's not going to be there. He's on a trip.
Yes.
Whatever.
Okay, so we go back to Katie and Tom's apartment, and here's where the drama begins.
I thought you were going to say the dress begins.
They pull out the cake out of the refrigerator.
Well, before the cake, her outfit.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, my God. Like, can you just try? Like, I know you rolled out of bed, but, like, you're filming. Like, I am all about wearing whatever disgusting clothes around the house. I'll even go to the store. But if I'm filming a TV show, I'm probably going to make maybe a 5-minute effort at least. I know it's supposed to be natural and real, but like, what the hell was that?
I mean, dude, I think she made an effort. That's the sad part. Here's my critique of this. I don't think there's anything wrong with critiquing an outfit. Do you? I think that's okay to do.
No.
What I maybe would have done, Katie, is like made that slip dress negligee 90s moment black. I would make the dress black because
or
that
just the dress and not the t-shirt. It wasn't even a tank top underneath it. It was like a full-on t-shirt.
It was like a Kim Kardashian, like, you know, she like walks around in like a t-shirt with like heels on, like just acts like it's fashion. You can't put like a $5 for $5 t-shirt underneath a negligee a slip dress.
Or do the slip dress with a leather jacket over it and combat boots or something. But like this, I didn't know if she was like in a muumuu or going to sports class.
And it was bad. It was fitted in all of the spots where I'm sure she didn't want it to be. And I swear the camera was like zooming in on it. Like it was, I felt bad.
They zoomed in like they zoom in when she's like hurling heads of lettuce into her mouth.
Like it showed her, it showed her panty line. It showed like, you know, where
the areas that aren't her best feature.
Yeah. Like she definitely wasn't wearing Spanx, you know, things like that where it's like, I mean, a good Lord, if I was wearing that and they took a, you know, I was shooting, I would never speak again.
And then she had like these printed like flats on it, another mismatched weird, like I just don't understand. And that's what she rolls into this venue with,
yeah,
too. Like, really? Like the, yeah, everyone else there was dressed much.
So I'm sorry, I just still can't get over the cake. Can we talk about the cake? Okay, so she pulls the cake out of her refrigerator and she's like,
I picked it up from Albertsons.
Yeah. And she's like, Tom, please be careful. Get it. Like, do not drop it. And he's like, okay, should I take it right now? And she's like, yeah. And they're transporting it in like a cardboard box with like a storage box from Target,
right,
slumped over it.
That you put like your files in or your laundry or your junk drawer.
Like, and it's just a white cake that is...
It looked like there was nothing on it. And then it was like no design or shape or anything.
I mean, I'm sure they're going to decorate it there. Like, I get that. But it was...
Isn't that...
Here's what we were...
We people do decorate it? I mean, besides sticking something on top.
Probably because they're going to use fresh flowers. Okay, but here's the deal. This is what we were talking about. They left... Let's say that they... Okay, the wedding's on Wednesday. I'm saying they left on Monday. Let's say they left on Monday. They arrive there.
Well, they were... Definitely there 2 nights before because we saw the one night.
So for sure.
And then next week they have the groomsmen's dinner with the after tubing and all that.
Okay. So Monday. They get there Monday and the staff walks out to greet them. They're like, oh, let us take this cake.
You know, they probably picked the cake up Saturday. It might have been closed Sunday. They probably picked it up Saturday
okay,
or
that's
Sunday.
Too long for yeah. a cake to work. Don't you guys think that's a long time? I mean, so yeah, it's not the rehearsal dinner. It's getting used. It's getting used the next day.
And it was made before they picked it up. So they probably didn't pick it up the same date they finished frosting it. And I'm guessing bakeries like that are usually closed on Sunday. So they, again, probably was made Thursday or Friday. And then, like, why would you, like, drive it up 8 hours
yeah.
in, like, the woods? Like, it's going to get nicked and bumped
and,
around.
Like, I would, if I were to bring my dog, that sucker would,
oh my God, it
would go into the back and, like, jump on that thing, jolt it, and then, you know, F it up.
Like, why wouldn't you get a cake? I'm sure the venue had suppliers that you could have used.
Even like, okay, Lisa flew into a major city, like, yeah. you know, the Reno Tahoe airport.
So was
someone pick it up. Send one of the.
Well, Sandoval and Ariana flew. Yeah. And who else flew? Like Sheena or Peter or somebody? Yeah.
I don't. So the cake thing, the cake mystery is just on a. And Katie went off about the cake because we all attacked her on the cake. And
is that when she sent us the eye roll gift?
Yeah, she sent us an eye roll thing of Nene Leakes eye rolling. And it's like, okay, Kate, good one, Katie.
Yeah.
Like, you're defending your shitty cake. Like, it's there's no way around it. It's a
yeah.
Even if she's like, it's from the best bakery in Beverly Hills, my response is still, it's fucking old. By the time you got there, it's old and just gross. And I don't know. I
don't have any faith. Unless Lisa's going to decorate it, I don't have any faith that she's going to be able to place the flowers on it.
I feel
as
like
they
I
should be.
I feel like I saw it. Like, I don't know why I'm thinking this, but I feel like they put like
eucalyptus
leaves.
Oh my God.
You know, like,
it's like a menthol cake.
Like around, you know, but like decorate, like it was like spiraling around. I don't like
ivy or something.
Like woodsy. I don't know why I'm thinking that. Maybe I'm wrong.
That would be hilarious if it was eucalyptus.
But anyway, like she tweeted to someone and was like, just wait. Or maybe that was about her shitty wedding. I don't know. But, you know, they're like, you could have, like, this budget and everything you did. And she's like, just wait. Okay, so this is a question. I know we're probably pulling the trigger by putting this question out there. But do you guys think you're going to get emotional when you see this wedding? Like, what would Katie have to do to make you think that this $50,000 wedding is worth it and like get emotional for her and be happy for her? I don't know what it's going to take for me because I've pretty much seen the wedding and it's still not that impressive.
I will never be able to get there because once those vows hit, I'm not going to be able to take either one of them because she's going to be like, ooh. Oh, it's going to be
if they Bubba on there,
he's going to be like, Bubba, I've loved you from like he's going to
I read some people saying that when Tom did his vows, everyone cried. So, you know, I wonder what he's going to be like, Bubba, I promise that I will have a backbone.
I will have your back.
I promise that, you know, I will always eat in bed with you and have fat sex. And I promise that I don't care that your dress had to be ripped open and re-sewn and and sorry about the candy bar. I just don't like it better be good. I don't know. Okay, so the cake, yeah. Oh, okay, and then the pinata. Like once again, it's just like a Katie themed wedding. We have the rustic
random
like
shit.
Yeah, like the rustic white, you know, cake ready to be decorated. Then we have like pinata that we got
it was like
for
a rainbow
before
horse.
Michaela's
yeah.
bachelorette. It was like
this
beautiful ring.
Diamond ring, silver diamond ring.
I mean, she could have probably got like a little forest tree, like an evergreen for
but a rainbow horse. Like, what the hell is that? What's the significance?
It was like
of
a
that?
Mexican. Actually, she says that they were having tacos and margaritas. So maybe it was a fiesta theme. Maybe she'll pull it together. But it's like, yeah, it was like a fiesta themed pinata. I'm just saying, like, can she stick with one freaking theme?
No, she can't.
Okay, so they take their dogs. Stassi's recording them, and she's like, "Bye, this is your last time being fiancés in West Hollywood." And then Tom says, "You know, I like doing road trips because Katie insists on driving."
Yeah. Well, because she's the boss.
Yeah.
Duh.
Oh, okay. Then we have freaking Miss Kent roll back in. And just, we have to go through this again. So Ariana is like in the alley of Sir, and she comes. I feel like we've done this scene like five times this season.
She already had that conversation with Lisa a couple times.
It's like her and James now are getting like repeated storylines. It's like, okay, like what are we still talking about here?
I want her back for the reunion, but that whole scene was not necessary.
I mean, if anything, it was necessary for her to walk in and for us to just realize, like, holy crap, she looks so much better than everyone else. I mean,
her makeup is killer.
Just her whole, like, when she walks, it, like, who can wear little shorts like that and like a bomber jacket and just like it's she's stunning. It's every time like I watch her on screen, I'm just like, I see why Lisa is so bent out of shape about her not being kind of in her brand, because she would do wonders for it and completely make it a sexy, unique restaurant. But I thought it was so funny how when she was talking to Lisa, she's like, you know what, Lala, like, you really screwed us. And when she was saying this, I felt like this wasn't Lisa made it about Sir, but this was not about Sir. She was saying Lala screwed them for the entire season of Vanderpump Rules. She screwed them by leaving the way that she did, by not answering her phone. And she's like,
you screwed up our filming. Not Sir.
And then
like, we have a million other hostesses.
And she's like, I'm so sorry. And she's like, well, you know what, Lala? Sir survived without you. And it's like, of course it did. Like, she was a freaking hostess and I doubt she ever worked. But it's like, I thought it was funny how she was like using Sir. Like, it's like Vanderpump Rules lasted without Lala. Barely. They spent episodes being like, where's Lala? What's going on with Lala? Let's call Lala.
What would the show have been about if there was no wedding?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
After Lala left.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, Sir survived without you. And then she, you know, lets everyone know that she has anxiety. And again, we've heard this from her already. We also kind of heard, I felt like it very, like a repeated scene from when Stassi went to apologize to Lisa and say, you know, I'm sorry, I don't handle things properly. And Lisa was like, you're not important enough to worry about her.
Yeah.
Her little line. It was very similar, like a similar scene.
Yeah, it was.
And
oh, and then Stassi also suffers from anxiety. I feel like someone else, oh, Sheena posted that too. It's like, well, then just freaking doesn't everybody, or is that like,
I mean, don't we all, like, there's a lot of stuff that I don't want to do, and that, you know, like, you cancel on people sometimes because you're just like, I can't do it, like, you lie about it, you're like, oh, there's something going on, and then you just stay home, and then you feel like crap after,
like,
and it was your anxiety, you know, like,
it's just called, like,
everyone,
normal feelings.
It's called life. It's called life and dealing with uncomfortable things.
It's like overused, like bullying and shaming. Like, that's the new disability, is anxiety.
And I do, like, I mean, I do think that anxiety is real. And I could tell the way that she was crying that, she probably can't handle something.
I mean, it'd be hard, like, to go into a restaurant, like, when you know all the girls hate you and they're like, you know, mean comments or stuff. Like, that would be like a little anxiety ridden, but you know, just overall it's overused, and they all use, like, Stassi got it after people were mean tweeting her.
And that's why she got her weed card, and we know that Lala smokes weed. So then at the end of the conversation, I thought this was like a little rough. Lala's like, you know what, Lisa, I'll be all right. And Lisa was just like, she throws up her hands and she's like, well, go on then. And like shoved her out. And so that was pretty gnarly. Okay. So then we go to Kristen and Carter's place, and she like whispers, she's like, did I tell you that, you know, that Jax and
Sandoval
are bringing the triplets? She's like, oh, I wasn't supposed to tell you. It's like, okay, like, you don't have to whisper, and you just did. Yeah. And I feel like Carter is being really careful to not get involved or say anything anymore, because he's like, oh, that's so special. That's going to be so nice. Like, he's like being so uber positive where it's like,
he's going back to mute Carter.
Yeah.
Him and Rachel should have their own spinoff, and it'd be like a mute reality show. It'd be the first of its kind.
That would be really interesting. Oh my gosh. So then we have Katie and Tom, and they're, you know, just trying to make it to their destination to start their new life together, and they see a bear, which is, you know, they're like, oh, that's my first time seeing a bear. And then Schwartz has to get his
West Hollywood's full of them.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So
they get there.
Yeah.
She's in her outfit. It's embarrassing. They go over the bill.
Oh God. Yeah. So Kevin, the co-owner, wants to make sure they're good on the bill. And so that's when we find out that their amount is $51,000 for this wedding. And I watched this scene like 5 times because I was trying to do the math, because the base price for the wedding was only $5,495 or something, which I was like, that's ridiculously cheap. And then the rehearsal dinner was $4,000. So that's food. Which, again, I don't think that's outrageous at all. And they've mentioned that they are bringing their own alcohol. So that's just food.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
$4,000, though, for food for just rehearsal dinner people? There's only like 25 people.
Yeah, we'll have to see how many people go to that.
Yeah.
Because I saw their other number was like 125 people at $32 a head. Which $32, like, I've heard people that plates are $75 a person or $50 a person.
That's a good price.
Yeah. So, but I think that what, like, the stuff that they're charging them for is the bartenders. And I saw that they're charging for shuttles. And then the rooms are
taxes. They have,
So anyways, the dude, Kevin, is like, all right, well, I need the check. So, and she's like, all right, well, we'll go to the car. We'll look to see if we maybe have the checkbook. And the guy's like, you're going to look for it? Like, I said, I need it now, you know? And so they go, and Kristen and Carter roll in through the door, and Kevin, the co-owner, is right behind him trying to collect that check. And so
someone made a good point on, what's it, Twitter or something. They're like, I'm pretty sure he would have required like a certified check or credit card, not just like this rinky dink personal check.
And like literally while they're there, like I would require a credit card.
Right, before, like, usually payment is like, you know, you get your 50% back if it's like 3 months in advance.
Yeah,
you
they
know?
Dropped a deposit, I think, didn't they?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it was really...
But deposit, that shit's not refundable. Like, that's like months in advance.
Yeah.
Remember, I think they said that. That was like their last date to...
Yeah.
So, yeah, whatever.
And then, so we find out that she's spending $10,000 on flowers. And at the same time, we're still all just glued to the TV wondering how this is even moving forward with Tom's family not being there. And the fact that, like, I don't know, like, I always feel guilty about when I don't include Chad's family on things. Like, I'll go out of my way to do things near them or whatever I have to do to make sure that everyone's included. And sometimes I don't want to. But I just found it strange. Like, you made everyone drive to the middle of nowhere in California. Why not do it in Florida if the dad has such anxiety, like Lala? You know, like, why not do it?
Beach,
I don't. Yeah, or somewhere, you know, somewhere that's like maybe a 3-hour drive for him or something.
Or like plan ahead and like get him a train ticket or
like for something.
You can drive
your wedding, like as the bride. If you're Katie, how is that? How are you justifying that in your head? Like, you know what I mean? Like, even if he was saying, you know what, sweetie, it's okay. I want you to be happy. I'm really bummed my dad can't come, but go ahead and do what you want to do because,
yeah.
Like, I just, is he like, they'll watch it on TV. It's fine. Like, what the hell? So strange. So,
it's really gross. And so if he was just not generous enough, or if he's just bullied by her, or I don't know what it is, if they're just inconsiderate or they're cheap or they're like, like it doesn't occur to them. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. Like, why wouldn't you have done that? I don't understand.
And again, with like not thinking out like how you're going to be portrayed this season, it would have been a great story to like, I feel like we all would have been like, oh, if Tom and Katie sat down in a confessional. They're like, we feel so bad, but Tom's family can't come to the wedding and it's all he wants. So we're trying to work extra shifts to make sure that we can fly them out.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
probably
oh
would
my
have
God.
Started a GoFundMe yeah, or something.
I right? might have cried at this wedding if that happened. But right. like the fact that they're just like, oh, my sister can't come. My dad can't come. My brothers can't come. Okay, let's yeah. go, Bubba. Like, what?
And let's like spend 10 grand on flowers.
Hmm. Yeah. It's like, and it's like, if the triplets really are sharing a prepaid phone, like maybe cut the flower budget a little bit and get like a Sprint family plan and help
right?
them out.
Like, isn't it like 5 lines for $40 or something right now? Or like,
I want to like open a phone line for them. Like, I'm,
you can't do that. Schwartz, you're making a, I don't know, 15 grand an episode.
I mean,
like,
dude,
you can't.
Back in the early 2000s, I am not going to lie, I had to do some prepaid stuff with my phone and it was awful. So the fact that like Jax is making fun of them, you get one of those cards and you get 30 minutes every, even if like someone calls you and you yeah. answer it for 0.1 second, they take a minute from you. It's no joke. And, you know, it's.
It's worse than prison.
It's really hard. And to have to share, God. You know, it's like, oh, I am so interested in the triplets. I literally, it's all I'm waiting for. They look
I'm
like
glad
these,
they make it.
They're like these short little men. And I just like, I want to make bobbleheads of them.
Please don't short shame.
They are though. They're like these little like dudes. They're like little, I don't know.
Well, Amanda's like grew up, like her best friend growing up was a triplet. It's like, well, because you have three kids, like, of course they're going to be smaller because how do you have three babies in your stomach?
Like, I feel like they look like little like nesting dolls.
I feel, am I on straight up with Stassi with all these offensive comments? By the way, whoever put that in the review, that was not me. That was Holly who said that. Semi whatever, but that was not that. I guess we were misunderstood like Stassi too. But yeah, anyways.
I'm the one who asked about it. I'm the one who said what, yes.
And I said, didn't I say like, does it matter? It was like a multicultural gang.
Yeah, you answered it as PC as possible. Yeah.
Sarah answered it as PC as possible. No, I'm just kidding. Who cares? This is
so you basically felt like Stassi. You had like a moment
yes,
where.
Yes, but she went into her podcast saying, okay, I know I'm about to piss a lot of people off and offend a bunch of people with like, you know, their race sensitivity or whatever. Like she prefaced that. So she knew exactly what she was doing, exactly what she was going to say. So now she's on Twitter like, I just flubbed up my words a little bit like she's a victim and it was just like a little mistake. It's like, no, listen to it. You said, I'm about to do this. So,
yeah, I just, I feel like, all she had to do was say, I'm sorry. I'm, you know, it's really hard speaking live and, you know, sometimes yeah. you trip over your words and
I didn't say it the way I
yeah,
meant it.
Yeah. And it's, you know, or you're trying to crack a joke that, and you need to apologize because it wasn't funny, you know, and people are dealing with things that you don't know about, you know, Stassi, you don't know about. And so, oh, what did you think about the crack about how she doesn't live in New Orleans?
Oh, I know. That, and then Stassi tweeted immediately while they were still on the air with her zip codes. Look it up, bitch. Or Google it, bitch. Something like that. Yeah, she lives in a very white suburb of New Orleans.
That was funny.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, Lala is from like Utah, which is like.
Right, but Lala's not making racial comments.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we both listened to the podcast and I mean, I did know what she was trying to get at. However, she added some unnecessary commentary that had she just said, you know, why can't we just be entertained and things that entertain us can win instead of why does it always have to be an important message? I mean, you do sound a little like,
well,
but
also I felt
but
like
she added the race thing.
Felt
she's
like
tired of people complaining about.
If anything, yeah. I would comment that the award shows are very political, not race driven. Like, I thought that was kind of a weird angle.
Well, last
year
it was like a big thing because there was no one nominated that
yeah.
wasn't white. But
I felt like she was definitely comparing La La Land to that, whatever the
Moonlight.
And that's where she was going. But I would have.
I'm going to go with Annabelle on this. Did you see La La Land?
No.
I'm going to go with Annabelle, if you're listening. You don't need to try again. I just watched it on the plane. I did not understand, even Emma Stone, who I love, I didn't really understand why she got Best Actress. Because it just, I didn't get the big thing of the movie and how Stassi was so obsessed and so upset and so.
Did it make you feel like you wanted to be an actress?
No.
Did it?
Probably the opposite.
Really?
It looked horrible. I didn't get it. It wasn't my thing. And I actually love musicals.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know.
I'm scared to watch it because I'm scared that I'm going to be someone who doesn't like it and then be like.
Annabelle hated it. She had to shut it off.
Yeah, I heard her say that.
Stassi loves it. And then someone else didn't like it either. But whatever. I mean, it was fine. I finished it, but whatever. That's not really the point that we're talking about anyways. But she did say some racial insensitive comments.
Yeah, but anyways, I was actually a little disappointed with her, the way she handled this. She could have made herself look really good, I feel like the cast does this a lot. If they would just stop, humble themselves and be like, ooh, I messed up. Everyone would come
explain what she meant and say, I totally said that the wrong way. I am sorry.
And her friends coming to her aid and being like, she's such a nice person that she's not racist. Like, okay, I'm sure she's not, but she should tell us that. And she should say, this is what I've learned, or.
And I'm sure she's not racist either, but to say that she's tired of everyone using the race card or race as an excuse, it's like, it's just not. You don't know. So you can't be in a position to say that, and especially right now.
Yeah, I feel like she.
You opened yourself up for that one.
Yeah. And I do feel like Ariana it was a low blow for her.
She used it. Well, like Rachel O'Brien says, she's been having this in her little arsenal waiting to pull it out or something like that. You know, probably.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, I feel like Ariana is really trying to be the one who is the feminist of the group. She is aware of, you know, everything that Stassi isn't aware of, Ariana is aware of. And I don't know. I don't really care to listen to either one of them on topics like that. I don't feel like they're the last two people I would listen to. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad that Stassi's being labeled the way that she is, because it's a horrible thing to, especially in this day, you know, be labeled as a racist or something like that. But again, all she would have to do is say, oh my gosh, you guys, you know, I have this amazing platform, you know, that a lot of people don't, which that would backhand Ariana. Mm-hmm. And she could have risen above, but her comment made me be team Ariana, because it's like, dude, own it.
She deflected. She threw a passive aggressive insult.
And then she had all of her friends rallying.
And then she played victim and poor me. And I don't understand. Can someone wake me up and tell me whatever I did?
Oh, God.
She was victim. She was deflective. She was insulting. And it's like, you didn't own any of it.
And
I
noticed some of her fans were being really nice. They're like, listen, we listen to your podcast, we subscribe, please say you're sorry, please just acknowledge.
Could you explain what you said or something?
Yeah. And I'm wondering who she has kind of coaching her, telling her to react the way that she is. I mean, to act like the only thing attacking her is Ariana in this instance, I think is really stupid, because she talked about an issue that maybe she didn't handle properly.
And it was really by Stassi's little minions prodding at Ariana. Ariana didn't on her own free time, I'm going to tweet something nasty about Stassi.
Yeah.
She said that in a reactive mode. Once again, someone pushing her. So she said a reactive comment, and that's when she used this, I don't care how she treats or care for how she treats people.
I did think that Ariana was responding it in kind of a way that I have. I mean, I've seen her. Ariana's gnarly on Twitter, kind of equal to Jax, in my opinion, where she, you know, we see that she's blocked a lot of people. We see that if you kind of don't agree with her, she blocks you and things like that. But I felt like she got really personal with Stassi too when she started responding oh no honey, you don't want to go there, kind of talking La La. And I was surprised by that because normally she keeps herself very composed and above Stassi. And a couple of her responses, I was like, ooh, like she could have, both of them could have handled it way better. And it's like, I don't
know.
They
did it too quickly. They should have thought about it.
And it's like, are they doing this for the show? Because Stassi seemed like, honestly, like shocked. Like I thought everything was good.
Yeah, but then that was one of my tweets to her because it's like, she posts, she's like, ah. Honestly, legit, guys, I thought we were all cool, including Lala, like, after the reunion. Like, they said something like that. Like, oh, it all ended fine. Yeah. Like, everyone hugged and made up and whatever. She's like, I thought we were all good. But yet, you know, after the reunion, Stassi was on Watch What Happens Live, and she threw those digs out to Sheena and Lala about, like, you know, basically being whores that, like, private planes that from sugar daddies is was the implication there. So it's like, really, Stassi? Then why'd you throw shade at both Sheena and Lala? Because you saw a Snapchat of Sheena hanging out with Lala.
Yeah, they all keep doing it. They all keep, it's like, dude, come on, you know?
Yeah, so that, oh, I thought we were, it was all good. It's like, yeah, you said your own shit on Andy a week or so ago.
Yeah, so that was awkward.
Yeah, last Monday.
Yeah, so it was like, so there was so much going on Twitter after this whole thing that, I mean, I was watching it all night. So
my eyes were burning and I was like on another coast. I'm like, I gotta go to bed, but I couldn't.
Yes.
Even today, even on the plane, I'm like,
I know.
I gotta look away from my screen. It's like, well, 15 more notifications. Like, damn.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it was fun, but.
Okay, so next, we're almost done here. Next, we have Rachel and Stassi getting lost on their way in the woods. They lost service. Sarah and I tweeted this. Like, why didn't they print directions? Like, what a rookie move.
Like, you know you're going in the woods. You're probably, like, you go to Big Bear. Driving up Big Bear, you lose signal. Like,
and, of course, it's going to be scary in the dark because it's dark out there. And they don't have.
Middle of nowhere.
Yeah, they don't have lights on the side, Stassi. This isn't Lake Arrowhead, you know, at the elevation of, like, 2 where, you know, you're like, oh, look at it. Southern California skiing,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, this is 5 hours away from San Francisco. So it's like, what is it close to then, you know?
And she's like, I can't die single. I haven't had a threesome.
Yeah. God.
So then we go to, they finally get there and Stassi's like, I need a hug. And Katie's like, do I poke my own hole in this pinata? And she's stuffing it. Okay, I had a moment where I felt like, that time when you and I were out and they're like, what kind of vodka do you want? And I didn't know what to say. And then you told me that Tito's was cool. And it was so embarrassing for me. I don't know what 99 bananas was. Do you know what that is?
No.
That it was some sort of alcohol that apparently Schwartz got his first hand job to.
Sounds like.
Rum. Everyone, what is 99 bananas? Is that a.
It's like a cheap rum, probably.
Maybe. I'm guessing.
Oh, maybe it's like Malibu, but like.
Oh, okay.
Maybe Florida Swamp version or something.
Okay. So then the next morning they all wake up and Kristen's like, it smells like anus in here. And that's because they are making bacon and she's a vegetarian. So maybe that just smells so gross to her. But it's like, keep it to yourself. I personally think bacon smells amazing.
I know, right?
So... Schwartz and Katie roll down with eye patches on, these freaking eye patches. Ugh. And
you know, Jax tweeted something last week about my girl would break up with me if I went to a spin class. You know, the little girl iPads that I think they're what the Lancome ones or something that they keep wearing, like kind of a deal killer, kind of a, cock blocker. He's blocking his own cock. No wonder they don't have sex, because that would be tough for me to get my head around, be attracted to him like that.
We just got a voicemail and I'm wondering, like, it could be Katie. Like, what if she left us a message? She's like, listen, I don't know who you guys are, but my cake was fine and it was completely moist. It says no transcript available. Usually it'll like transcribe what the message says. And so right. I'm like dying to know what it says. Okay. So T. Sandy forgets his suit, misses his flight. And oh God. Okay. So Sheena and Shay, I don't know why it cut back to this at this point, but they're in their apartment and they're packing up and holy hell, can they stop it with the awkward scenes? Shay, like, hated Sheena in this scene. Like, She's like, you know, Kristen called. She wants to know if there's anything that we, you know, that you want in your house. And he's like, I have no fucking desire to party or drink. And she's like, okay, like, you know, if you wanted like a special soda or something. And she's like, are you going to go on the rafting thing with us? He's like, I don't know. Like, he's like, I'm not really, he straight up says it. He's like, I'm not really into hanging out with them.
Wow.
And
you know what? They probably saw, because that whole summer there was issues with her. So she probably came home and vented to him, and he's just like
over it.
Over it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then she's like, I was thinking about wearing this pantsuit, but, you know, some people said that it was like too fancy for a rehearsal dinner. And he's like, what is that? And she's like, it's a pantsuit. Can't you see? And it was so freaking awkward because he's like, I do your laundry and I don't know what half of the stuff is, Sheena, and I don't care.
Oh my God.
And what I took from that is he does the laundry. Like, that's interesting. And it was just so awkward because it was so obvious that he just like is done. He hates her guts. Everything that she's saying is just pissing him off and he's just done. And then like, she still like doesn't even notice. She's like, the best part about this is there's no studio, you know, at this lodge. And
she said that comment when she was like, she was crying almost. Like, I call him at 3 a.m. She's like, hey, I was just wondering if you're coming home. And she kind of starts to choke up. And he's like, I'm busy, you know.
You're interrupting me. I'm in the studio laying down a track.
You can tell he's like done.
Yeah.
He's over her then.
Okay, so then we go to the Reno Tahoe airport where Ken and Lisa roll up in a private jet. They check into Chalet Lodge, which we're thinking isn't the same hotel as where cast is. And Lisa still is just like throwing the, she's like, so this is woodsy elegant. I guess that staying, you know, you just stay in a treehouse and keep your mouth shut because it's the bride's day. And then she's like walking around. She's like, well, at least they did add some pink flowers. Like, I wonder how much out of the $10,000 budget for flowers that they were like, let's do like $700 on Lisa's room. And she's like still disgusted. She's like fanning herself. Like, is there no AC there or something? Like, they seemed hot and annoyed grossed out. Like, Ken's like, I don't even know if they're going to make it down the aisle because Schwartz just gives up and doesn't finish anything. Basically calling him like a pussy.
And then they show the sangria scene, but then like don't forget the he worked at Pump for like 2 hours and he couldn't handle it.
Yes.
It's too stressful.
Yes. Which I kind of like, I would totally want to do the same thing, but I'd probably stay. But you know, just like be like, I'm out. Goodbye. Like, this is not worth the $10 I'm gonna make. The check-in guy was hilarious. He was so thrilled to meet Lisa Vanderpump, and she like threw in her little thing. She's like, the last hike I did was to Bloomingdale's.
Is there one nearby?
Yeah.
5 hours
Where's the nearest Chanel? Okay, so then a van pulls up. It brings Jax, Ariana, the whole gang. And Jax gets to see his room and it's like a bed. And he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, I just like want to be tied up and maybe Brittany can feed me a turkey sandwich. Like, is he trying to get a turkey sandwich sponsor? Like, can he knock it off with the turkey sandwich? Like what is the deal?
Panera or something is just going to start sending him turkey sandwiches or Subway or something.
Yeah, somebody. So then
he'd get Subway and then I would comment about how it's not real turkey and then he'd yell and be like, who the fuck cares? It's a fucking turkey sandwich.
Yeah, he's exactly like you fucking trolls. Like, like, God, get your own life. Oh, my gosh. OK, so then we hear that the triplets missed their flight. And he's like, these fucking idiots. What the fuck is wrong with them?
They're stupid.
Get Sandoval on the phone right now. Like, he's like literally like disrupting the house. Brittany's like,
I need Tom. Like, I was joking.
Mission control.
Yeah, mission control. Houston. Or call the president immediately.
Press the red button.
Or like, it's like a slow-mo war movie. Like, I need Tom.
He's like using the Morse code. It's all boop 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 boop. Tom, come in.
They like call the airplane like Tom's on. They and they're like, Tom Sandoval, please report to the cockpit immediately.
They send a telegram.
SOS.
Tom, we need to see you up front. There's a problem. Jack said that they didn't make it onto the flight. They need another credit card to secure the flight.
Jack has was declined again.
And Brittany forgot her checkbook, so we need... Oh, my God. No. So then, like, then it's all next time. I think it said to be continued. It's all next time. They show them tubing, which looked really fun.
Yeah, that looks fun.
It shows them hitting the pinata. It shows them, you know, getting choked up, being like, this guy's getting married tomorrow. And everyone's all, ha, ha, ha. You can see the little triplets are there. And
then it shows your favorite part.
When they are unstitching the wedding dress and letting the seam out, where they're like, but don't let this one out. If you do this, the whole thing's going to come unsnapped. And then it cuts to Katie. It's showing her wolfing down tacos and drinking margaritas. And she's like, I guess you shouldn't do that before, you know,
she's been
you're
doing
slipping
it for
into.
Weeks. Like every time that's why these producers keep panning to her, like hurling bread in her mouth.
I appreciate it because I can't imagine how, you know, here you paid for all this stuff and then you can't eat your own food because you're trying to fit into your wedding dress.
Yeah.
But dude, I cannot imagine. I mean, they're like ripping the seams open on this dress. So that looks amazing. Oh my God. And I have in my notes, doesn't stop eating. So that's all I've got. So I am so excited for next episode. And at first the thought entered my head, oh crap, is it going to be a filler dumb episode? But no, there's too many good things that have to happen. The rehearsal dinner, the triplets, the families are gonna arrive. It should be jam-packed,
like if his mom shows up.
Yeah,
so we're gonna Collie's gonna post some polls and questions. I really want to because these little three mean girls are so proud of themselves all over social media, calling themselves the witches of WeHo. And they're so thrilled about it. I want a name for the other girls, like Lala, Ariana, and Sheena.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Tweet us or email us some ideas. I threw out a couple like Vander Vixens, Sirens of Sir, Bougie Babes, because that would piss Stassi off. Because that's another one of her overused words, bougie. So Bougie Babes, Pump Princesses.
Is there something where, like, we could name it where it's something, like, feminist, like the, you know, to say, like, that they are more...
Instead of just, like, bombshells, they're, like...
Yes. Well, think of something along those lines, because I think they'd really like that. So everyone, like
ballsy babes or something.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. That's pretty good. Yeah. So, any other questions?
The well-spoken witches.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So watch for some poll questions. We will definitely put some up there.
Yeah, I want to see like what you guys think. Did you like your cake? Did you like the bridesmaids' dresses? Like, let's hear about. Feedback on your opinions on that.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that they were hideous. I mean, certainly we've all seen worse. I just don't think they did the girls any favors, both in the cut or the color. And they all fit so weird that, you know, sometimes you can get the same fabric, but a different style to, you know, because Kristen's going to look a lot different than Brittany or Ari. And well, she's not in a dress, but, you know, like I think Sheena's flatter than like Brittany and Stassi.
Yeah.
They just all looked... They ended up all looking different in them anyways because of their shapes.
Yeah. And then if anyone has any info on the triplets, please get at us. I have to know what's going on.
And do you think Schwartz and Katie should have paid for their tickets and spent maybe a little less on flowers? Or do you think it's perfectly fine?
Oh, yes. That'll be a good one. So we are so, 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 so excited for next week and the week after that. And we're so into it that we may even fly somewhere where we can get Bravo for the on the early feed, you know, because we're on the West Coast.
I said we should go East Coast for the reunion so we can like...
Just so we can go into a hotel room that has Bravo.
Because I was on the other side of the country and so I had the early feed and I missed a lot of parts because I was... tweeting so much while I was watching the show that I ended up missing a lot of the show that I rewatched it. I was like, oh, I didn't see that. I didn't see this. But I mean, it was a joy to be part of that Twitter feud and war last night and today, and it's still kind of going on. I'm still getting lots of notifications, and there were just multiple threads from Katie going off to Stassi playing victim, and Stassi and Ariana throwing digs back, and then their little team, Kristen and Rachel, trying to, like, you know, come at everyone for, like, Stassi. It was just, it was a scene, man.
Yes.
The guys stayed out of it because, well, Jax doesn't watch the show, he says. I never see Sandoval post. I rarely see Schwartz post. But I think they were skiing anyways. So, yeah. So let us know what you think. Let us know any questions. Let us know if you want us to tweet anything, because clearly I have no filter on that anymore. I've only been on a month, but things are going well.
Another thing that I'd like to be able to do, it would be to have, like, more interaction with people that listen to our podcast, like, while it's airing. Like, it'd be so, like, I know we were tweeting with a lot of people. It was fun, mm-hmm. but it'd be fun to, like, I know somehow people get, like, a live chat going while they're doing. So I'll have to look into I don't know how the hell we'd do that unless we literally filmed ourselves while we're talking. And I don't think I want to do that.
Kind of have to do it like Andy Cohen style.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to.
We have to do it like a Facebook Live type of thing.
Yeah. That'd be fun, though. Okay, so you guys, we will hit you back next Monday. So
cool. Thanks. Look for our polls and then tweet or email us or call us.
Yes. Right. Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.